Every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's amazing. All right. So listen, I know last week we had Christine Sawicki on, and she did really good holding down for you. But this week, I got some things I need to talk about with you. Speaking of yous, Parent University. Tell me about that. When does it start and what it is?
Parent University is this Thursday, April 29th at 5 o'clock. What it is we wanted to start some different opportunities for our parents to, you know, to be educated on what's going on in the schools with their kids and just connecting them with the community, connecting them with the country. So our session this Thursday is on coping with grief. It's going to be storytelling, racial and ethnic and cultural differences and stereotypes. And for our families of English learners, we're going to continue our series on college awareness. You can find the link on the website at www.ycsd.org. You go to the Parents tab and drop down to Parent U, and we hope to see everybody there.
All right. So parents, if you want to know more, you want to get involved, get onto the website. It'll tell you all how to do it. And I was just on the website, saw the drop down, really easy to find. Okay. Now, moving on from that, we've got a constant that's been going on the whole entire time for the year that we've been pretty much in this pandemic. It's the lunch program. That's still going to be going on this week. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. Our food distribution will continue on Wednesday from 11 to 2 at East and Cheney High Schools, Wilson, Posse Bun, and Chauffin Career and Technical Center.
Okay, so that's good. Now, speaking about a little bit different things, a couple different things with school. First of all, when is the last day of school? I know they just started and it seems like they just got back, but when is the last day?
The last day of school is May 27th for our students, and for teachers, May 28th. And as a matter of fact, you reminded me that later this week, our scholars will get their interim progress reports. They'll be sent home, so make sure parents, you're watching out for those.
Right, because, yeah, sometimes you got to tell the parents that they're coming so that kids don't do like I used to do it, and, you know.
Well, you know what? That's funny you say that, because I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday, and we really don't need to send them anymore, because they should be checking their grades online. They have so many opportunities to keep up with their scholars' grades. They can check it on their phones. They can check it on the computers. So they have the opportunity to check their grades online. So, but we still do, I think we just still do the interim reports, because it's just a part of the process.
Aha. So parents, you got a different way to check things out. So with the progress reports coming out, we know not everybody, progress reports and the last day of school coming, not everybody is going to have such a triumphant end of the school year. So you do offer summer enrichment for those who might need a little extra help. Tell us about that.
We have summer enrichment that's going to start June 9th and commence on July 7th, and it's so many different things that we're doing. And then once we get done with our actual enrichment part and pretty much summer school and help, we're going to extend it later on the United Way and the Red Zone are just helping us out with that afterwards, because we want to make sure that we continue to support our scholars. I mean, there's a lot of violence going on, and our philosophy from our PBIS and MTSS is if you have to fill their time up and give them positive things to do.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we continue to do that as the summer goes on, because we know how it gets when it gets hotter. You know, our scholars want to be out. They want to do stuff. So we want to keep them busy and educate them at the same time. So our COVID relief money has given us the opportunity to do that. So we're going to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you said it best. You got to give them something to do to fill up their time, or they're going to fill up their time. So we might as well fill up the time that the children have with something positive. And that's getting them involved in summer enrichment and, you know, kind of boosting up their brain power and such over the summer months.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.